This is a replay of the Thursday night, March 6th WGN show. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings unless sports preempt us. That's from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593, my toll-free number from One VoIP. For the world's best customer service, it's One VoIP. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. We have 3 hours to spend together tonight. If it's on your mind, it'll be on mine. The only thing I ask is if you're going to call, please don't be drinking. 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. Yes, I heard from several of you about one of last night's callers, and I was aware. And, John promises he won't let it happen again. And, of course, he said, how would I know? Well, just talk for a few minutes. All right. So that said, a number of things, and every now and then you see something on the news and you say, oh, this is just made for radio. It just is. And so it is that we'll start with Southwest Air. You know, I've mentioned before that Bill Cosby had a great routine in the 60s, a nut in every car. And if you don't remember it, because after all, it's been a while, I will let you hear a little of it, so you'll see that this was a man way ahead of his time in terms of his comedy, never mind his personal life. All right, so a nut in every car.
I am not from New York City. I was born in Philadelphia, raised in Philadelphia, educated in Philadelphia. And for those of you that, if you plan to come into New York at any time soon, don't bring a lot of money with you. It's the greatest city in the world. You can get all the entertainment you want for only 15 cents. Ride any of the subway trains that they have here. It's marvelous. Not only will they take you where you want to go and bring you back, but they go out of their way to entertain you. They put a nut in every car. You get on any subway car, some nut will stand up. The Lord will kill you if you don't sit down here. I saw a three-act show from West 4th Street up to 125th Street. First act was this woman that went around condemning everyone. She got off at 23rd Street. She was so great, we gave her a standing ovation. She got back on, did an encore up to 34th Street. At 34th Street, she was replaced by 200 high school kids who went through the car, cut up the seats and the people. Well, while I was enjoying this, I figured I'd go and look at the next car and see if they had a show going, and they did. They had a group participation show going, wherein everybody in the car was trying to pull in this one guy who had his leg caught in the doorway.
And on it goes. You get the idea. So every time I see some of these stories, all I can think about is they put a nut in every car. Well, on Southwest Airline, I just might as well read you the headline. Woman strips naked and walks screaming down the aisle on Southwest flight to Phoenix. Actually, it didn't even take off. It was on rollout in Houston, and it was going to go nonstop to Phoenix. And apparently, before liftoff, here comes a woman who strips naked, runs to the front of the plane, takes off all her clothes, and starts screaming. And there's video, by the way, too, so you can look for that as well. And Houston PD was called in, and they referred to it as a passenger took off her clothes on a flight and was causing a disturbance. They got her. They sent her to the neuropsychiatric center at Harris Health Ben Taub Hospital in Houston for medical evaluations. Now, among her other rants, by the way, and she started jumping up and down, screaming at the top of her lungs, and the passengers are reviewing this, so to speak. One of them said, I do remember in the middle of it, she said she wanted to get off the flight. And then also at some point she yelled she was bipolar and began hitting parts of the plane. And bottom line is the flight was delayed a little bit over an hour, got underway and everything's fine. But one passenger said, I'm shocked to find they didn't file any charges against her. She got naked in front of a bunch of kids and anyone else. Yeah, well, let's face it, she was plumb crazy. But there you have it, another case. They put a nut in every car. All right, 888-876-5593-8888-Raleigh. And while we were on the subject of airfare, Ruth and Gurney wants to chime in. So, Ruth, welcome back to WGN Radio. Ruth, that's your cue. Get to the phone.
Hi, I'm there. I'm here.
Uh-huh.
All right. Good evening, Holly. I have a on your mind question for you to answer for me. If you remember, some time ago, you had made an announcement of Frontier Airlines offering a year's unlimited travel for $699.
Uh-huh.
And there was an expiration at midnight, so your show started at 10.
Mm-hmm.
And then I go, well, that's not my knock on this door, and you shall find, because I was not going to be able to get that accomplished within an hour and a half to book that. You know,
well, actually, it's not too late. They're doing it again this year, and I don't know if it is too late to go for the year. Yeah, and at $499, so it's gone down in price. Now, of course, it's all you can fly, but you have to go where Frontier is going. So there's also, for a brief period of time, they had an unlimited $299 travel pass that would be valid. Go ahead.
Okay, here's the interesting thing is that when I thought I missed my chance, I said, well, I'm going to put in a prayer for this. So I always get amazed when I find out, you know, right specifically that something got answered. So I never underestimate God, but I did not expect it to be $499. But I figured that ship had sailed for me personally. However, what I'm asking you about is Icelandic Airlines is offering $99 airfare and to see the Aurora Borealis. And I wanted to find out the information on that. Is it only applicable as a follow-up?
Okay,
as
firstly,
going
firstly,
back to March 2nd?
Here's the deal. It's not Icelandic Air. All right. It is an Icelandic airline. It's a new low-cost airline, and it's called Play. And they fly Airbus. And they have flights between North America and Europe and low-cost stuff, and they are doing the $99 bargain. Now, this is an outgrowth of WOW, and I don't know what happened to WOW. I don't think it's there anymore. But WOW was another discount airline out of Iceland, and it was bought by U.S. Aerospace Partners in Washington in 2019. But then I haven't heard about them, and I will tell you that some of the executives on at Play come from WOW. So that's the deal. It's Play Airlines, and you can check them out.
Okay, let me just ask this question. Is it still applicable to purchase a ticket? In other words, is there an expiration date the way Frontier had it? And how many...
Well, firstly, you got to get there. You got to get there, and you probably want to take a look at their flight map in terms of where they are and where they go. So let's see cheap flights from the United States, because to begin with, you know you have to start here. All right, so we want to select our origin, and all right, well, absolutely, that's cheap flights. That's Athens,
Greece. Would they be going out of O'Hare or Mitchell, Milwaukee?
Probably not. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I don't think their flight map, and I'm looking for their flight map now because I did this off the top of my head, and I should be able to do this. Let me see. I know they have one, because I looked at that a while ago. They're very big. Now, firstly, the way it works is you go from the U.S. to Iceland, and then you can go throughout Europe. That's what they like to like to brag on. But let's have a look at this map, because I know I've seen this. Okay, here we go. I don't know why, but I have a bookmark for Play Airlines route map. All right, here, three cities: New York, Baltimore, or Boston. That's it. Then that takes you to Iceland, and then from there, the world is your oyster on where you want to go. But it's not going to pick you up at O'Hare.
Okay. Well, I guess then that is the cut to the chase, because it's limited. Great deal, though, I thought, interestingly. And as far as that previous start of the show, this is why I don't mind not liking slapstick comedy. After I heard that whole scenario, that whole story about Southwest Airlines and the comedian, I don't like slapstick comedy at all. And when I think of this, you know, end result of that incident on the airplane, you know, I go, that isn't anything I think is funny at all. A nut in a car, you know, whatever it is, wherever it is. Not for me to pursue.
Well, there you
that,
go.
Kind of thing. Well, thanks, because I wanted this information about this particular airline.
Yep.
And whether or not it would be, you know, something which was accessible. Okay, thanks, Rob.
All right, good
night.
Deal. Thanks, appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, and they do have U.S. connections, but again, you're basically going from the U.S. Right to Iceland and then to wherever. So, I wish them luck. I don't know what happened to WOW. So I was going to look that up, and maybe I will. 888-876-5593 would be 8888-Raleigh. We're going to talk to David in Forest City, Iowa, and we're going to talk to Linda in Richland Park. And, oh, she's got a report on her eye exam. I hope that went well. I want to hear every word of it. And I'll play your request as well. So 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, Kenny G, featuring Earth, Wind, and Fire from 2004 on Arista, and it was Brian and Seneca who wanted to hear The Way You Moved, and now he has. All right, 888-876-5593. David is in Forest City, Iowa. What's up tonight, David?
Hi, Raleigh. How are you?
All right, how about yourself?
Pretty good. My leg's working today, so...
Yay, we like that.
I don't know what's wrong. Yeah, I don't know what's wrong with it, so I haven't had it checked out, but...
Ooh.
Anyway, we hope it gets better, but
yeah.
If it doesn't, I'll have to see a physician.
Yeah.
So I called about learning a second language for me, German, and I read where in Chicago they were paying $144,000 a year for German English translators. So,
So you've decided you'll take up the language. Well, Achtung to you. All right, so now they'll pay that money for people who are very proficient. I'm just startled, okay? I don't know how old you are, yeah. but I will say that once we get into middle age, mastering a new language that we don't know is very difficult. I mean, people have done it, obviously, and the easiest way to do it is through immersion. You know, basically move to Germany and you're stuck. You know, sooner or later it just clicks.
Yeah.
But try.
I would love to do that.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You probably could if that's
you. I probably could.
Do you have any background with Germany at all?
Well, the biggest help to me was a woman from Bavaria who I watch a lot. So, I learn everything I learn is from YouTube,
okay.
Either through that woman and her YouTube channel, and then a lot of music today. Today I listened to an hour of German language music. So that's probably the music is the songs is the biggest method I use for learning. So
uh-huh.
And I'm at least 2,000. I have at least 2,000 words of vocabulary.
All right. Well,
vocabulary by now. So.
If you're actually doing these YouTube music videos, you got to check out George Kranz and you got to check out Dindada.
Okay.
All right.
We'll try to do that.
Yeah, Dindada.
German language.
It was a 12-inch in the 80s and very very big in Germany.
Okay, I'll do that. So, but I'm always discovering new singers and so. But it has been kind of hard for me to find new music, but I've been finding a lot in the, you know, today. And
I'll hang
in there until I.
Dindada, until I and get, the other thing is Trommeltanz. And I have these albums, hard to believe. So, it was very big 80s dance music.
Okay, but I have been in the past month kind of get discouraged, and so I feel like I should be going, making more progress than I have.
It's hard. No, seriously. If you're not immersing yourself by literally moving there and being forced to learn it, to learn it stateside, little by little, like I say, once you hit middle age, that becomes very, very difficult.
Okay, I understand. That's the first I've heard that.
Oh, yeah. If you want to learn a language, learn it when you're young.
Okay, I had this idea though that. Maybe I would, maybe through alcohol, I would learn better.
Well, they do drink a lot of beer, of course, you know, I mean, Bavaria and all, yes, but no, I don't think so. No, I don't believe that intoxication does anything for memorization at all.
Well, not intoxicated, just enough to get my dopamine, release a little more dopamine.
Uh-huh.
So, anyway, I've discovered the relationship between dopamine and learning.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know. I suppose they discovered that a long time ago, but I'm just finding out about it. So, So that's why if you really enjoy something, if you love something, if you fall in love with a language, you learn it a lot faster.
Well, yes. Hang on a minute. Don't go away. We'll hear the news in English and be back to it in moments on WGN Radio. Din da 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 It was a number one dance record of 1983, again, about Trommel Pans, to be exact. And yeah, it's got words, George Kranz. And but actually, David, John came in here and he thought of something that, of course, you know, my knowledge of movies is nil. But he reminded me that, you know, a lot of the streaming services like Netflix and even some of the movies you rent, they have multiple language tracks where you can decide that you're, like, for instance, on Netflix, you can choose the language of the audio and the language of the subtitles. And on most movies, you can watch German. And so, you know, Hulu's got a bunch of them as well. And like I say, you know, probably most of the stuff you'll run into. So, sure, check that out, because movies is one way to do it.
Yeah, I didn't know that. That's good to know. As far as, say, you said middle age or past middle age, the learning of a second language is something that's, as I read, that it's good for brain plasticity. And I talked to a music therapist, and she told me that I should listen to music for 80 minutes a day. And so if I'm going to listen to music, I might as well listen to learn the German language at the same time, which, because I really like the music. It's really great.
Oh, yeah.
Do you like popular music? I mean, like the Nashville Sound, or maybe the popular music of the 70s or something
you know,
like that?
When you talk about Nashville, there's a lot of records in the 60s that I loved, and some in the 70s as well. I mean, I worked in Nashville promoting records in the 70s, so I better have at least been willing to listen to it. So, yeah. But
okay. Well, I knew you liked...
By the way, I just looked this up. And apparently there's a lot of study of this. I thought there would. And what they are saying is that you are proficient at learning a second language until you're about 18. And that actually is about 10 years more than people thought. People originally thought you had to be in young childhood. You don't. But the problem is that after late adolescence, it's harder. And so, you know, that statistically is known. That's not to say you can't. It's just that it's going to become more difficult.
Okay. Well, but if we got that brain plasticity thing going for you, that's an extra bonus that maybe it makes it worth the extra effort.
No reason not to do it. Just realize that it's an uphill battle. But absolutely, I think it's great if you can do that.
And after all, I mean, Germans learn English, so...
Well, they learn that as children. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Absolutely. No. You know, again, it's not to say that you can't do it, but the other problem you have is unless you're over there, you're not going to be immersed in it. And
that makes
it very tough to become fluent.
But I'm a musician, though, so... I'm different.
Well,
so that helps, because I want to learn everything auditorially through listening.
Okay.
Because that way I don't get the wrong pronunciation. And I noticed this woman in Germany, she's always saying she vacuums the floor with her vacuum cleaner.
Well, yeah, the V's and the W's are always reversed. You know,
and obviously she didn't learn it by listening. She learned it from someone, I suppose, that told her, you know, wrong.
Well, no, it's not told her wrong. It's very common because of the way the language is spoken. Polish the same way. Polish people are going to get the W's and the V's backwards.
You think they can't say?
Well, I'm not saying they can't. It's that when they see it, they're thinking of it the other way. You know, the old joke about, I wanted to know how to pronounce it, so I asked a man, how do you say Hawaii or Hawaii? And he said, you say Hawaii. I said, well, thank you. And he said, you're welcome. You know, so all that kind of stuff. But yeah, of course. And, you know, there's some things that's also harder for the mouth to do. And German is actually closer to English than some of the Romance languages in terms of learning pronunciation. Some things it's very hard.
Yeah.
Like very few adults can trill very well who are English speakers.
Oh.
You know, so...
Oh, I can.
Yeah, well, very few can. So it's like anything else, whatever you're good at, you know, and like I say, English and German are fairly close, you know, in terms of pronunciations.
How I learned to trill was I listened to records of people singing the trill, and then I just did it.
Well, and your tongue was willing to cooperate with some people. That's just not going to happen.
Well, see, that's the problem. People don't know that the brain, the human brain, repeats what it hears.
All right. Well, in any event, you're it's an uphill battle, but this is great. What you're going to have to do is find a way to more immerse yourself in the language, and that's the beautiful things of online. You can listen to German radio, that's for sure. Probably watch German television. So sure. Now, whether you'll be proficient to the point where you're saying I'm going to get a job as a translator, I'm not so sure about that.
Yeah, I kind of don't really plan on that.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
But anyway.
Well, good luck. It's interesting. My hat's off to you for wanting to do it.
Yeah, maybe I'll just up my time to 2 hours a day instead of 1 hour a day, and so that I can get the job done, you know?
Well, the more you can do to find things in German that you like I say, entertainment, you know, you're saying music, okay, and movies and all that kind of stuff, communication in general.
Most things... you wouldn't want to listen to, right? I mean, the stuff you listen to is a tiny percentage of the entire output of the music industry, wouldn't you say?
Oh, less than that. And when you say the music industry, the overwhelming percentage was never heard by anybody. You know, flops are much more prevalent than hits. So
no, I mean the stuff that gets published or...
Yeah, no, it all gets published as far as that goes, if you want to publish it. But in terms of the volume of music that you would have heard on the radio in the 60s compared to the volume of music that actually existed, it's infinitesimally small what you would know, because most things don't hit. That's why I always say, I hope on the other side when I get there, I want to hear all the R&B oldies that I didn't get to hear here. You know, all the soul oldies that I've never heard of. I hope there's a repository over there, because I want to check them out. Now, granted, I'll hate 90% of them, but there's probably about 10% that I'm just going to love, and I hope to hear them.
You know, if they had YouTube back in the 70s, they'd probably all be on YouTube.
Well, maybe, but then it wouldn't have been what it was. You know, it was a moment in time.
Right.
And, of course, it didn't cost you anything to do it either. You know, I mean, there weren't production costs to speak of. So anybody could put out a record. But get it played? Well, that's another issue.
Wait a minute. I don't understand. Didn't cost you anything to produce the record?
Well, very little. Like when George Goldner at Gone maybe spent $100 on at most on each of those records he put out. There wasn't any real real cost involved in it. And that's one of the things why, anybody could start a record company. And, occasionally you'd get hits, but you'd have a lot more where you wouldn't.
Okay.
So sure. No, there was no, and remember, it was a 45 world. So there, what they sell for is 77 cents maybe on average. So even if you sold a bunch of them, this still wasn't big business. You know, I've often said the Beatles changed the music business, not for the sound of their music. I could care less about that, but their popularity caused albums to sell, and that had never happened with rock and roll before on any big numbers. And so that changed the landscape. And within a few years, suddenly music was big business. Now, suddenly the record companies are raking it in. But originally, virtually not, very little, not a lot, even when you had a hit.
Well, they aren't getting anything from me because it's all on YouTube.
Yeah, well,
it's all on YouTube.
Well, YouTube's paying for it, though. And that now's where you get into streaming royalties and all that. So they're not getting it directly from you, but if you're not paying to listen to YouTube, you've got the pre-rolls and all the commercials you're exposed to. So there's a money stream in that.
Well, I I have a system where I have two windows, and I, as soon as a commercial pops up, then I switch to another window and listen to another song. So
I just give them $19 a month, and I'm perfectly fine.
Really?
With it.
Oh, yeah.
It's perfectly fine.
I can't afford that.
Well, all right. So good luck. Keep me posted.
Thank you.
And yes. I'd say something to you in German,
you
but
time.
I don't know a thing in German.
Du bist ein Schatz.
Okay.
You are a sweetheart.
Isn't that nice? You know, that's one of the things about Germany, German, no matter what you're saying, it doesn't sound pleasant, but it's nice to know that it is.
Oh, well, it sounds pleasant to me.
Good. Good. Oh, well, all right. Keep me posted on your learning experience. I want to know.
Okay.
All right.
Good
luck.
I have good news. We'll see you later.
Okay,
thank you.
Yeah, that's good for him. I mean, I think it's great that you want to do it. I think it's, like I say, an uphill battle. Let's talk about radio, because I know a lot about that. Nothing about Germany, but I know a lot about radio. And I'll tell you what, if you do too, and if you're a big radio fan, you know all about the C. Crane Company. But if you don't, go to ccradio.com, ccradio.com. You're not only going to see great products, but great information about radio and radio reception as well. You know, when Bob Crane started this company a long time ago, he was as disgusted with the state of radio as many of us were in terms of the radios that were out there. They just weren't selective. You know, you tuned across the dial and didn't hear half of what you wanted to. And he said, I can do better. And oh boy, did he, with everything he developed. And today, the radios have a number of features and each one is more unique than the next. However, the commonality on all of them is that they just have great reception. And one of the neatest is the CC Pocket Radio. It's one of the most popular pocket radios on the market today. And it fits in the palm of your hand. It's nice. It's got unbeatable AM reception and FM reception. Crisp, clear audio for an amazingly small size. And you can listen with a built-in speaker. It sounds okay. But they also include the CC earbuds, which makes it just a listening experience. The high-quality earbuds are tuned for voice clarity. There are 5 memory presets, so it's a digital readout. And you got a Clark and a alarm and dial light, and it makes it a little emergency radio too, because it's got the NOAA weather band and emergency alert. Very light rubber sides, very durable pocket clip, and it's just ready to go anywhere. And right now, this week, C. Crane is offering free standard shipping on the CC Pocket Radio. So free standard shipping, that's a nice perk. So if you go online, go to ccradio.com, look at that CC Pocket Radio, and pick up on that free shipping. It's a good deal. Now, if you can't go online, all is not lost, because they've got terrific customer service. They'll help you out by phone anytime, day or night, 800-522-8863, 800-522-TUNE. They'll answer all your questions. They'll send you a hard copy of the catalog out in the mail if you want one, and you can place an order as well. But good deal if you've been thinking about the CC Pocket and didn't know. Right now, this week, free standard shipping, so check it out on WGN Radio.
Tonight, we're gonna taste it.
Raleigh James. Dennis Edwards, that was another Brian from Joliet request quite a while ago, and that was his biggest hit, his duet with Sadia Garrett as well, Don't Look Any Farther, and that was 1984 on Gordy, and of course, Dennis most noted for being one of the Temptations' lead singers. All right, so 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh, and Linda is in Richton Park. Hey, Linda. What's up tonight?
Oh, man,
are you there, Linda?
I'm here. Oh, can you hear me now?
I hear you now.
Okay, my speaker was, antenna was up too high.
All right. Well, but there you go.
I was calling you tonight to let you know how my eye appointment came out with my glaucoma doctor. It was awful bad, you know. She didn't show any concern, and you know, she just told me that your eyesight is right where it was the last time when you came here, and she said, you're not blind, you can see a little something. Do you see me waving my hand? I said, vaguely, yes, vaguely. She said, do you see the chart there? So only thing I see is a big large E. I said, anything else I can't see. And she said, well, you're basically where you were the last time you came, which I know is not true, because the last time when I went to her, I could see her. I saw her ponytail, her glasses, and everything.
Right, right.
And this time, she just blew me off. She didn't ask me what kind, am I still taking the same medication that she had prescribed. I have been going to her for at least 3 years. She always asked me every visit. She did not ask me that. She recommended that I take this stuff for your eyes when you have dry eyes. She gave me a free sample.
Right.
And I said, what company makes it? Oh, some company in France. She says, very good. There's a coupon in there, too. And you could just buy it. It's good for you. You can put it in your eyes as often as you like. She always try to give you something that she's trying to push to sell for herself, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, I wasn't happy with her. And then she said, she looked in my eye, and the good eye. She said, 20. Okay, then after that, she said, look on the other side, chin up, forehead up. She said, chin. I don't know what she meant by that. She said, well, your eyes are the same, and there's nothing too much could be done about it. I said, you think I need a cornea or something? She said, oh, no, your cornea is fine. She said, the problem is something have grown on the back of your retina, and it's blocking your sight. I said, well, what can you do about that? She said, absolutely nothing. You just have to learn to live with it. So that bummed me out right there. And I said, what is it called? She said, well, she told me what it was called. But she said, grows on the back of my retina, and it blocks me from being able to see. So I said, and what could you recommend me? Anything you could recommend me to do? She said, no, just keep taking the same medication you're taking, and I'll see you in 6 months. So what's that telling me?
That's telling me it's telling me you need another doctor.
Right. So I ask her. I say, well, I'll say her name, Dr. Farouk. I said, Dr. Farouk, why don't I just try to go to a hospital or someplace where they might do research? Well, call around and see if you can find a place where you can go and ask them, are they offering research? She said, there's a lot of places, all these hospitals around here. They might be doing some research. Maybe you could get a little help from that. But she said, other than that, you just have to learn to live with it. I was so outdone. She did not encourage me or anything to make me feel like, you know.
No, you got your answer. You can absolutely not stay with this. You need to do that. Yeah,
and
yeah. That's just.
And then what she said, it really ticked me. She said, well, I'll walk you outside. I'll get a brush of fresh air myself. And so I said, okay, because my sister was waiting for me in the car. She couldn't. My sister had a grandbaby, so
Hang on a minute. Don't go away. Stay where you are, Linda. We'll pick it up right up after the news. But yeah, sure sounds like a new doctor's needed here. That's for sure. We'll pick it up there. We got room for you too. Cindy in Chicago and Fran in Austin and 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Riley James. The Four Tops, of course, reach out. I'll be there. Number one for 2 weeks on both the R&B and on the pop charts. And it was Holland Dozier Holland who wrote it and produced it, of course. And actually was mastered at RCA in Chicago. Yeah. And pressed by Terre Haute, in case you're wondering. But that was a request that Cindy had. And we'll be getting to Cindy and her story about the new cat. But before I get back to Linda from Richmond Park, Jim in Richmond said, Linda needs a retina specialist. So thanks, Jim. I appreciate the call. I don't know if she has one, but tell me more.
She needs a retina specialist. Is there anything? And she said there was something on the back of her retina.
Yeah.
The retina is like the television screen of your eye.
Right.
Everything that goes into your eye reflects off the retina.
Right.
And the numbers that she had, 10 and 20, was the pressures in her eye.
Well, I wondered about that because 10 is so excellent. I mean, 10 is just unbelievably excellent, and 20 is utterly acceptable. So that's why
20,
I said, 20, could
20
that...
20 is high. It's like high, like... Yeah, you're on the borderline of being diabetic.
Well,
you know,
yeah, but I mean, depending on what's going on with you and what your pressures have been all your life, 20 doesn't scare me too much. But if here's Linda who's saying she can't see worth a darn, and if she's got glaucoma with 10 pressure in one eye, that's excellent. I'd love to have 10 pressure in one eye.
Right, and I was just at I told you I was at my. Both of my doctors and I go back in the Wednesday the 19th to the retina specialist. But the retina, if she says there's anything on her retina, she needs to see a specialist. And I don't know where Richmond Park is, but my retina specialist is so great. I told you he does all the White Sox and the Bulls and everything.
Right.
And anything. And he's the office... is I don't know where Richmond Park is.
It's like off of 57. Do you know where Chicago Heights is or
No, but he has many offices. He has offices in Tinley Park and all through the South Side.
Uh-huh.
And he's in Liberty. The phone number I'll give John is in Libertyville.
Okay.
And she can call and find out if they'll accept her as a patient and at what office.
All right, good deal. I'm going to put you back on hold so you can give John that information. Don't go away. All right, and I will get back to Linda. So let me put Jim on hold without losing him. All right. Success. All right, so Linda, is your doctor a retina specialist?
No, she says she's a glaucoma specialist.
Yeah, well, I think you need a retina specialist. I agree with with Jim.
Mm-hmm.
You know, well, because what she's saying is that you've got, you know, it's possible to have a fluid or something else behind the retina, you know, but mm-hmm. when that happens, the first thing I worry about is a retinal detachment, for God's sakes, you know. And so mm-hmm. I wouldn't, she's just, brushing it off, where I'd be saying, man, I want to know more about this. So
right, exactly. So, like I said, I'm going to, I've already called the University of Illinois. They gave me an appointment on the 28th to go to their research
okay.
Program. But I would try his retina specialist. I don't know what his name is, but I do know what Tinley Park, that's not far from me. That's about 15 minutes away from me.
Okay, good. Well, what I'll do is I'll put you on hold, and when John gets the information, he's talking to Jim right now, he can pass it on to you, and that would
okay.
be good. Yeah, the more the merrier on this. I would want as many opinions as I could get.
Right, because she just blew me off, you know.
No.
She said, well, let's go outside, and
no.
I'll walk you to your car.
Yeah.
She said, oh, you got that beautiful red jogging suit on. She said, oh, you got a boyfriend?
Hmm.
I'm going like, I was really getting mad with her then. I said, no, I said, only boyfriend I got is Jesus. Then she showed up right quick.
I love it. That's great.
She was just terrible, you know?
Yeah.
So,
no, I'd want to know, because I want to know what's behind the retina. You know, sometimes if you have a tear or a break, you can wind up getting fluid or something, you know, the vitreous behind your retina.
Yeah, she said it was something growing back behind my retina.
Yeah, well,
that
should be an emergency as far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would want to know.
She say, well, I'll see you back again in about 6 months.
Yeah, wrong.
I was just off with that.
Right. Hell will freeze over first. Well, hang on. Let me give you to John, and keep me posted. All right. So,
I sure will.
Sorry
and
you had to go
you,
through
and,
that.
Oh, could you play one song for me?
Sure, what do you want to hear?
It's by Patti LaBelle, You Are My Friend. And I want to dedicate that to all of your callers that's
okay.
on the edge there. To all of your callers, I just love your show. And I just love them all. I love all of the callers. I love them all.
Well, great to talk to you. Now, hang on, Linda. Don't go away. All right. And so we'll get back to Jim, who I think had more to say, and Fran. And let's see. Actually, Fran, learning language later in life. Hopefully you're going to back me up that this is not easy.
I am definitely going to back you up. And I found this out recently because 20 years ago, before I left California, I was in three different choirs. A couple of them were kind of more classical choirs where we had to sing things in German and Latin and French, and I didn't think anything of it. I learned my notes. I learned everything by ear.
Right.
It took some doing, but I just thought, okay, you know, kind of I took the approach of pretending you're listening to a nonsense song and you just put the syllables together.
Right.
You know. And I could do it. I mean, it took me some work, but I could do it. And, you know, I had a few, you know, different things at one time to do. Plus, I was going to school at the time and
right.
all this stuff. So recently, my choir director hits us with, in one concert, two French songs and one German song.
Ah.
And I haven't done that kind of stuff in, you know, many years. I'm much better with Spanish because I grew up, in fact, I could have been bilingual if it weren't for that. My family decided that when I was going into kindergarten that I had to use my English.
No, believe me, I relate to this firsthand 100%. I remember growing up, my mother screaming, English, English in front of the child. Yeah, I know. It's crazy. They should have done just
yeah.
the opposite. So I relate totally.
I know. I wish they had because there's. In fact, I lost out on a job that I really wanted because they thought I was bilingual and they found out I wasn't.
Yeah.
And you know, and I tried to learn it again in my late 20s. I thought I can learn Spanish. What I'm going to do is listen to Spanish news.
Uh huh.
And you know, just all these kinds of and. Just do various things. I had a lot more trouble. But then recently, when she hit us with those two French and one German pieces, which 20 years earlier would have been work but doable, I could not get it. I just could not memorize them for the life of me. And I finally decided, no, I'm not doing this concert, because one of the things is, of course, in those days I was doing it for grades. Now I'm doing it, you know, because I enjoy the choir.
Right.
So it's like, okay, I'm working too hard. I don't want to do that.
Right, exactly.
But, you know, but it was much harder for me to learn. And it's weird because some people think that German, you know, is just a beautiful language, and other people like me, I have to admit, I hate it.
Well, to me, it's just like I was saying to David, to me, everything sounds mean. It just sounds angry, and, you know, like, even when they're complimenting me, I think they're insulting me.
Yeah, you know, ich liebe dich. What? Yeah. I get something on my sweater? What?
Right. Yeah, I know. I love the hairball words. The yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And then try to sing them. I mean,
no, absolutely not. You know.
And then there's the umlaut, the thing between the kind of an E and an U sound that you're supposed to make. And I've always had trouble with that. Of course, you know, I could hide it in a group of people, but I would never sing a German solo or something like that.
No, absolutely. It's amazing to me how long the Beatles would play in Hamburg and how they'd put those records out in German and all that. And I'd be like, hey, better men than me.
Yeah. But yeah, I remember my choir director one day who was talking about different languages. And he said, you know, German is kind of hard for some people. He said, take the word butterfly. In Spanish, it's mariposa. And, you know, he said some other language, you know, it was a really pretty word. And he said, in German, it's Schmetterling.
That's great.
That says it all, right?
that absolutely does say it all. But no, one of John's doctors we've been going to, he's originally from Greece, and it's hard for me to understand, I'm telling you the truth, every fifth word. But it turns out that he wound up going to China when he was a late teen or whatever. He not only got a doctorate in China, but he has authored textbooks in Chinese. And I look at this and say, how the hell? You know? So
yeah, and then they could look at us and go, okay, how can you do that in English?
Right, you know? Right. No, it's just amazing to me when I look at this. Like, I didn't know, for instance, that, you know, all those different dialects in China, like whether it's Mandarin or you know, Sichuan or whatever, Cantonese, you know, the written form is the same in all of them. So if you can, you may not be able to pronounce one or speak one, but the written form is identical.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So makes sense, sort of, but at the same time,
yeah,
I look
like
at this
I can
and forget it.
Yes, like I can understand Spanish much better than I can speak it.
Yes.
I can tell you what they're talking about on the bus.
Yes.
I might not be able to tell you exactly what she said, but I know what she's talking about, you know, that kind of thing. And I wish I could learn Spanish again.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. No, I know. See, when you were in Miami, you should have been listening to Manolo Reyes doing the news every night. Yeah, that was the big thing down there.
In
the early 60s.
Never been there. So.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. No. There were when the Cuban Missile Crisis happened. Suddenly, there were Spanish everything. So yeah. But
oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I vaguely remember some of that.
I'm just looking forward to the point where we don't need language anymore. You know, I mean, like on the other side, supposedly, you know, so we'll see.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just looking forward to not having a body.
Oh, I know. Believe me, I know. I relate totally because this is just such a ripoff. Firstly, you're confined to this bodily form. You should be able to eat what you love and it should be good for you.
Right. And then, you know, if you've been around for a while, you know, Kate, why does everything have to... I remember when I used to get up in the morning and nothing hurt. Oh, my God, I'd love those days again.
Oh, yeah, no, you hurt in places now where you didn't even know you had places before. I understand.
Yeah, I know. I told Gary one morning, I said, I think even my hair hurts today.
Yeah, you know, it can. They say it can't, but it can. Absolutely. I have had that.
I used to get headaches.
Right. And from the roots, it absolutely will hurt. And you say, my hair hurts. And other people look at you like you're crazy.
Yeah, they laugh. I think it's a joke. But right. No, I hear you. Yeah. I've had it. Yep.
Absolutely. All right. Well, good to talk to you, Fran. Thank you.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Hey, sure. Right. Bye.
So Fran backs me up. It is harder, you know, but that's probably true with everything, you know. They always say youth is wasted on the young, and it is so true. You know, it's all of us. We could go back now. Yeah. All right. Forget about that. So we will talk to Jim in Richmond, who's been hanging on, and Jay in Green Valley, and Cindy in Chicago, and Eduardo in Tampa. And there is still a line available for you if you want it. 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio. Friend, 1977 on Epic. All right, so 888-876-5593. Back to Jim in Richmond. So what are those updates?
Number one is, thank you. I really hope that I could help Linda.
Yeah.
Because everybody tries to help me.
Sure.
And I wanted to help somebody. And number two is, I called last night to say thank you for what you did for me on Tuesday. And it was at the end of the show. I didn't know if you got the message from John. And number three is, they got the package in Miami yesterday.
Good.
And this is what I'm so tired of millenniums is, you got the package. What do you think? Oh, we got it. You know, and then I said, did my son like it? And then the next morning, then he says, oh, he liked the jersey you sent. You know, it's like, why do millenniums don't even want to talk to you, you know? And I'm just fed up with that.
That's interesting you say that, because, you know, you sort of know it the way they sell cell phones. They will limit data, but voice is always unlimited, unlimited calls, because nobody wants to talk anymore.
Right.
And, I know.
You know, And that was just very frustrating to me. But, you know, so, and things that happened today, you know, just frustrate you, but I just roll it off my shoulders now. And I just wanted to say thank you. And Linda, I hope you you find a person
yeah.
to help you.
Yeah.
So, and thanks for taking my call.
Always, and we'll talk to you next week.
Can you play one of your favorite songs?
I will do that. I will find that, and I will do that for you. You betcha. All right, thanks.
Okay, thank you.
So,
bye.
Yeah, and sometimes it's hard to pick, but I will do that. So 888-876-5593. Oh, my God, I'm blowing the news again. Sorry about that. Apologies to everybody. At we will get back to it, and internet scams and your calls on WGN Radio. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James, and here I was going to play one of my favorite records, and I forgot to set it up. That's right. I was looking about the side effects of another drug they got me that I'm starting tonight, and it's like, I should have paid more attention to that bumper. So I will on the next one, Jim, I promise you. But in the meantime, we'll talk to Jay in Green Valley about his internet scam. What do we know, Jay?
Hey, good morning, Raleigh. I've got two items for you tonight. Yeah. One really, a real positive one. There was a major scam call center operating out of Dubai, and they arrested 2,000 to 3,000 scammers. It was a whole complex. There's a nice video about it that
wow.
Jim Browning
yeah.
on YouTube, and that's J-I-M-B-R-O-W. N-I-N-G, is allegedly operated by some Chinese people, but they were operating it out of Dubai, and they had plenty of offices, places for these people to stay, and they took it down. So that's something good that the UAE actually did, so there was some action on that.
Good. Yeah, I'm looking at that video right now. Good. That's wonderful. Of all the places I'd want to be arrested, Dubai would be very low on the list. This is not going to be good for that 2,000 to 3,000 people.
No, a lot of them were deported back to where they came from. A lot of them came from North Africa and also Asia.
Uh-huh.
And that's good. And at least they're taking some action against this stuff. So that's good.
Good.
The second part is a rising scam. It's called the Task Scam, and it's risen by 400% from 2023. Uh-huh. Basically, a task scam is you'll get notification one way or another. How would you like to work from home?
Right.
It's easy. All you have to do is accomplish certain tasks, and we'll pay you for doing these simple tasks. And you go along and do that, and we'll pay you by Bitcoin, and you have to open up a Bitcoin wallet, and allegedly they're putting money into your Bitcoin wallet, and all of a sudden you reach a point, well, you have to match what you've done, so they're looking for money from you,
mm-hmm.
and that's the big red flag. And of course, there you don't really, you might have a wallet and there might be something in it, but you will never see it, and they will just take your money.
No, absolutely. And whatever the system says you've earned, you didn't, and the money's just not real. And the bad part is, like you say, if, apart from the work, when they ask you, you know, to charge up the account and all that, you're never going to see that money again.
No, that's what they're making on. But the fact is that it's rising. You'll get notification by email, or if you're on social media, such as Instagram or LinkedIn is a big one, because LinkedIn, a lot of people are looking for work.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where they reach out, and you'll get a pretty picture from a pretty woman or a nice looking guy, and that type of deal.
Yeah, right, or WhatsApp, all of those. There's a number of
yes.
them. And, yeah, I. Anytime you're asked to give money, beware.
Yeah, yeah.
So those
two current things that I have for you.
Good.
That would be important to everybody.
Absolutely. Cool. And, you know, I don't care how bright you are, if you're not really on your toes about this, there's a scam that you will be suckered into, because there's so many now, and some of them are, you know, with AI and everything else, surprisingly realistic in terms of thinking, well, that's not a scam. Well, maybe it is.
Yeah. And could I be taken? Yes, I could.
Of course.
Given the right circumstances.
Right.
And it's all called it's called social engineering. So
exactly.
No, so that's all I have.
Good deal. Well, good to hear from you. Thanks, Jay.
Okay, thank you. Take care now.
Okay, good. All right. Yeah, so it's true. Anybody can be taken depending on the circumstance. And, you know, especially if you've got a credit card with a major company or you bank with a well-known bank, a lot of these scams will be, you know, putting it out there like your Chase account is. You know, you might not have a Chase account, but if you do, it's easy to think, well, that's real. Don't ever, ever, ever click any links in anything you get, no matter how frightening it is that your account's been compromised. Click here. No. Do it yourself. Go online without, you know, clicking on a link. Go to the source yourself and find out that way. But absolutely not. Do not click on links ever, no matter how realistic it looks. Do not return phone calls. All right, so those are a couple of things that might help. 888-876-5593. Eduardo in Tampa. What's up tonight, Eduardo?
Hey, Raleigh, had you on speaker.
Yeah.
Just shortly on that thing, people are getting those toll messages.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's got a link on there, so yeah, I just erase it, and goodbye.
Exactly.
Yeah, you got to be aware of that. That's I think, a... That's kind of out there in the news out there, the one where it says, oh, please pay your toll.
Right.
You know, pay your toll bill.
Right. Yeah, no, all of that, no matter how realistic it looks, if anybody is in doubt, on your own, go to whatever the entity is and find out that way. Never click on those links.
Yeah, I mean, I have a pretty good idea of, you know, who my people are as far as who are, like, my light bill is Tico, my water is, you know, the...
Well, sure, but what I'm saying is the scams will come up with that. The scams right now come up with that, and it looks exactly like the right website and everything, and you're saying, well, yeah, that's my company. Don't fall for it. Go there independently.
Yeah. Hey, before I get into the Strawberry Fest that's going on this week, so I sometimes listen to the... Revelance hour, people calling, you know, pray for me to get better, or,
right,
yeah, and all that. So this girl called in, and she was talking about bullying.
Uh-huh.
So it didn't sound like it was that big, but hopefully she's gonna, I don't know, hopefully there's, her parents are talking to the school or something like that to get kind of like, you know, it doesn't kind of like escalate for that if she's, you know,
oh yeah,
something that could be uncomfortable, you know.
No, bullying is an increasingly large problem, and especially online bullying. There's a lot of people, you know, have no inhibitions when they're online, and people can wind up, and especially kids can wind up very hurt.
Yeah, it can really hurt them because their mental health is really not the capacity of an adult.
Well, right, of course not. They're not going to be able to reason it. Yeah, and
yeah. Hopefully she has friends. I mean, having friends and be able to talk to somebody in or out of school.
Yeah. It's tough. It is absolutely tough. And, you know, that's the real downside of the internet. We have no real handle on what it's doing to young people. If nothing else, just in the fact that, you know, when we were in school back in the dark ages, they always talked about it'll be on your permanent record, quote unquote. You know, they scare the hell out of you. Well, we're going to put that on your permanent record. Well, the reality now is everything online is your permanent record. So in the past, kids would try on identities and go through phases and all this. And that was normal. That was part of the individuation and growing up and all that. Well, now it never leaves you. You know, if it's online, it's there for life. And that's something that I don't think has really been studied in terms of what that means, because it sort of, you know, takes away that childhood ability, like I say, to try on different identities without it following you for the rest of your life.
Yeah. I remember in high school, there was this science teacher who was called Father Dodge, and he liked to, smack, not really like overdo it, but do the head smacks if you were not paying attention.
Right.
And then the students outside of that, because they would have these impersonation, and that was one of their favorites, just impersonate Father Dodd.
Right, exactly.
Smacking people upside the head. Some of them do it on you, yeah.
Yeah, of course. Of course. That's a childhood dream, of course. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So the Strawberry Festival, and that's going on right now for another week or so in Plant
City.
Yeah, in Plant
City. Thursday. Yeah, I went Saturday, and party go back Saturday and, with some friends, and yeah, great. Good to see the people out there. I tried out the strawberry pie.
Yeah.
And the I got some cookies and all that. I was eating some tonight.
Yeah,
very
good.
Good. And my mother's digging into that. It's kind of like the pound cake, but it's from strawberry.
Yes.
She really liked that one.
Yes. No, that's yeah, strawberry pizza pie eating contest winners were announced yesterday. So you betcha the icy throwdown and on. Yes, it's if junk food is your life, this is a place for you. The Bellamy's were canceled. I don't know what the deal was there. I guess they're saying weather. So has the weather been really horrible?
No, I mean we had some rain Wednesday. So if it was Wednesday, sure.
Okay, well,
but,
yeah, March 4th. It was
the rest
actually
of the week?
Yeah, it was Tuesday, March 4th. They said the Florida Strawberry Festival announces that the Bellamy Brothers Afternoon Show has been canceled at the 2025 event due to inclement weather. The safety of our guests is our top priority. Due to the forecasted strong winds and brief period of severe weather, we've made a difficult decision to cancel the 3:30 p.m. show Wednesday. There you are, March 5th. However, 7:30, Leonard Skinner, not really, but will proceed as scheduled, as unless they're bringing him back from the dead, as the weather is expected to clear then. All right, so yeah, they canceled the Bellamy's.
40% on Sunday, which is the last day, and their act is going to be John Fogerty on Sunday.
Okay. Yeah.
Over
600,000 visitors every year.
Oh, yeah. Believe me, Saturday was packed. We got there at 12 because we were at a health expo by the big stadium, and we found like neighborhood parking for $10. So, yeah, get there early.
Yes.
It is packed.
And come hungry.
Yeah. The food was great. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, good.
Yeah.
Good. All right. Well, always good to hear from you. Thanks.
Yeah. Oh, and just before I leave, I did find another law firm that I applied and also applied for those help out for the concerts, you know, the games and all that.
Uh-huh.
Signed up for that, so.
Good.
We'll see.
Good. Well, keep me posted.
Yeah, definitely. Everyone have a good weekend.
You too.
Yeah,
thanks. Appreciate it.
Okay.
All right, so we will get back to it. But now, the moment you've been waiting for. I know. It's time for Walter's Perspective, sponsored by HearingHealthCenter.com.
Lord knows I tried so hard to be your companion. I failed to come up to standard. A home.
WGN Radio. with you. I'm Raleigh James. 1956, and there it is, the Dells. That is an absolute fave. Not released at the time either. Chuck Barksdale, a wonderful bass singer, had announced the night of the session that he was going to go with Otis Williams and the Charms. And it was like that. And so they really had to scramble. It was May 21st, 1956. And they got somebody. The bottom line was nothing was planned, just makeft. And in fact, guy who was doing it said, I stole some of Gerald Gregory's licks from the Spaniels. And they recorded Now I Pray. And they recorded JoJo and Baby Doo and Oh What a Night. And the bottom line was Oh What a Night was a hit. And although not at the time a very big one, but later Now I Pray. You know, that was one of the beautiful things when CDs started coming out that you heard a lot of the stuff that wasn't released. So that was one that I thought of immediately. All right, 888-876-5593. So Cindy and the new cat, what's the deal?
Well, yeah, I have a couple things to talk about. I was thinking about J. Marvin for a couple days, and uh-huh. I'm wondering if you could play a song in memory of him. It's My Life and I'll Do What I Want by the Animals.
Okay. I can do that.
And then anyhow, the cat, hopefully she'll work out. And I was just going to say, I forgot. I was going to say, Guten Abend. I'm a little bilingual. I had 4 years of German in high school. And that was a big disappointment too. We had to speak English at home and I couldn't be bilingual. They did that on purpose in the school system, so that you would speak English and they didn't teach.
Were your parents speaking something else?
Well, I'm Austrian, German, Hungarian, and Swedish.
But at home, were they speaking German?
Well, there was like a little kitchen table German, but my father said we had to speak English.
Right, that was the big thing. They wanted you to assimilate. Absolutely, we all got that.
And I felt that, looking back, I feel that's abuse. And then I just felt for like the new immigrants, they weren't being abused. They were getting...
I don't really think it's abuse. And the reality is they meant well. They wanted to make sure you would assimilate and hopefully succeed.
Yeah, but then the German sentence structure is that the verb comes first and then the noun and the direct object.
Okay.
It's just backwards. But anyhow, as far as Gretchen, the cat's name is Smooch. And I thought it was humorous at first. And then I talked to my friend in the condo and I said, well, I would name it either Greta, Gertrude, or Gretchen.
How old is this cat?
2 years old.
All right. The first thing you need to do before you make this decision is find out whether the cat recognizes its name. And if the cat recognizes its name, don't change it.
All right. Well, yeah, I'm thinking, I called the vet. They said I could.
Well, you can do anything you want, but I mean, you talk about abuse. That's terrible for the animal. The animal's gotten used to something.
You're already in the break.
Oh, I'm in a break. Okay. Hang on. Don't go away.
All right.
Yeah. At the wee bitching of midnight, we always have to be careful about that. I blew it.
Though you hold me the same old way, your tenderness it's fading fast, and I keep waiting, anticipating. Which moment, girl, will you choose to be our last? And I'll be left with nothing but a thought of you. So clearly, I can see that day coming when you're resting in the arms of someone new, and I'll be running around for you and wondering where could you be, who could be loving you other than me. Oh darling, where could you be, who could be loving you other than me.
you loved me, and I could always depend on you. You needed a friend, so I took you in, and now I've got the feeling that we're through. I wish there was something I could say or do, but I'm afraid it will only make matters worse. I can feel your love fading from me, 'cause I know so well how it used to be, and I'll be
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. That was the first single Al Wilson put out. Wasn't a hit, but man, did I love that on Soul City, 1967. So, all right, there's a couple that I truly, truly love. And we'll get to Cindy's request as well. So, Cindy and the cat. All right, so as I say, Cindy, if the cat recognizes its name, please stay with that.
All right, we'll play it. We'll see. But, yeah, I'm going to teach the cat. Well, I had 4 years of German in high school. And Mike can speak better German than me, my cousin that lives.
Now, wait a minute. You're not planning to teach the cat German, are you?
Well, cats understand English. They understand words.
Well, sure. They can understand, but they can't speak, thank God. Yeah, all right. So,
they understand what you're saying, so, and they.
So, cat on Saturday. All right.
She's going to be my daughter, and she's going to be a debutante and from the bourgeoisie.
Oh. All right, then. Very good. Well, good luck.
I haven't had a female cat since childhood when I had my feral cat.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure the people in Harwood Heights and Norwich remember Dr. Hammer. Something was wrong with him, and I was a young child, and I would take my cat to him, and I just hated him. And I don't know. I mean, I never hated anyone when I was a young child, but I hated him. Something was wrong with him.
All righty. Well, the bottom line is on Saturday, you'll pick up the cat, and that'll be a wonderful weekend
for
you.
It's Sunday now. She said it's going to be
Sunday.
But then, anyhow, I got the text message, and they did it like it was like a six-way text message with like people that I like. They thought like made it like I knew them,
right? So you just ignored it, correct?
Yes, I did.
Good.
And then
good
I haven't driven on the express. I don't have iPads. Mm-hmm. I haven't driven on the expressway for 25 years. And I can't drive really much over 45 miles an hour anymore.
All right. Well, best you stay off the interstates. Excellent. All right. Well, have a good Sunday, and let us know next week how it goes with the cat.
Okay.
All right. Thanks. Okay. Appreciate it. All right. So, 888-876-5593-8888-Raleigh. We've got Gary in Austin. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh. The other day, I got like five or six of those toll things, like, you know, and Fran with Jordan. They're like, they must really want you.
Right. But
non-existent toll road driver.
Right. You know? Exactly. Well, clearly they're sending them to everybody because they're not checking to see if you have a driver's license. But
yeah.
You know, yeah. Or if you live in an area that has tolls.
Yeah, that's true. And what I every now and then I get one that'll say, "Are you mad at me?"
Oh yeah.
Or, "Hi."
Yeah.
And one time I got one that says, "Why are you avoiding me?"
Right. And of
they
course,
want, you know,
yeah,
I just
they want some type of a discourse. They want a reply, and that's
want,
the last
yeah,
thing you'll give
you
them.
Yeah, they reply.
Yes.
And I replied. I deleted it.
Yeah.
That was my reply. Because, you know, I have so few friends left living, if I upset them, I'm going to know about it.
Well,
so,
precisely. Know. No, absolutely. Where these toll scams are the worst, of course, are people who are, like, driving the Ohio Turnpike every day because they're using it. So, to them, it you know, you get this and you think, well, that's possible. No, impossible. Don't go there. So, you know,
yeah, and
easy pass fraud. And
then the job was, I got one where I could make $10,000 for 1 hour's work once a month. And all I had to do was, I forget now what I was supposed to do. And I replied to that with my usual deleting of it. So, you know, that'd be great. $10,000 for 1 hour's work. That'd be wonderful.
Well, I'd be wondering who you had to kill.
Yeah, that's true.
You know,
and I don't want to kill anybody. I don't want to deal with the consequences.
That's precisely it. You lose all the money just trying to defend yourself. It's just not worth it. So,
and then karmically, it would mess me up too. So I don't want to have to. Yeah.
Right. Oh, of course. Of course. No. But you know, when you get down to it, what could be worth $10,000 for 1 hour? And that's and there's a list of that, and I can think of a few things off the top of my head. Well, not for a family radio show, but would you be willing to do it? And you know, hopefully for most of us, it's no, thank you.
No, it's not. And but it's, you know, it's just kind of entertaining to see the things they send you.
Oh yeah.
And you know, then I get these calls from people wanting to sell me new roofing.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I live on the second floor, and they're two floors above.
Exactly.
So, you know, what can I?
Right.
And I thought, I wish I had the contact number for ownership. Let me let you talk to somebody who can help you with this. They'll be happy to help you roof this building.
Right.
You talk to them.
Right. Precisely. No, well, you know, when you're getting a lot of them, like the toll thing that's going on everywhere now, I mean, every state in the union pretty much has a warning, except for, you know, Wyoming that doesn't have toll roads, but everybody else has them. And the only reason that this could proliferate like this is if it's working.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
If you send out millions.
Oh, wow.
Right. I
must have owed some, you know, toll roads, toll tag money.
Exactly. So, granted, 99% of all people will ignore it, but I think they're getting enough because this has become just ubiquitous now. Everywhere you're hearing about the toll scam. So I assume it's paying off.
I guess so. It just seemed like recently I started getting them maybe a month ago. And then one day, it was last week, I got like five or six of them in a row, within 2 hours.
Yeah. So this works.
That, for some reason, I don't get a lot of telemarketing calls, knock on wood.
Yeah.
And I when I do, I generally just send them to voicemail.
Right.
I don't wanna take the time. Sometimes I will admit I'll mess with one of them. I kind of feel in the mood to do it.
Right. Oh, that can be fun. Yes.
It can be. And you can say anything you want to them because they called you. You didn't call them. So,
right.
You know, and you can be, you know, say whatever you want.
Right.
And, you know, I've been known to do that. I've said things to them that I would not say to anybody ever, you know. So
a lot of times now, those calls, though, aren't somebody trying to sell you anything. It's automated trying to find out if you answer your phone.
Yeah, exactly.
And then they sell the number.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, no, I get to the point. If I don't know exactly who it is, I just let it go right to voicemail.
Yeah. I just send everything to voicemail pretty much.
So. Yeah, exactly. I know. It's sad that it's come to it, but it has.
I used to look forward to people calling me on the phone.
Yeah.
we were talking about the other day. Somebody called and like, you got a phone? No, you got a phone? No. You remember back when you keep a phone near you because somebody might want to actually talk to you.
Right. Right. Exactly.
Now you don't even care.
Yeah. Right. The phone rings and you were excited about it. Now the phone rings and you're pissed. It's like, oh.
Yeah. Exactly. Leave me alone. Yeah. Leave me alone.
Yeah. Right.
Sleep.
Right. Yeah. You betcha. All right, well, good deal. Good to talk to you.
All right, well, hey, thanks a lot.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, see you
appreciate
later.
It. Bye. All right, so 888-876-5593. We'll continue with scams as we talk to Bruce in Elwood and see what is on his mind on WGN Radio. How are you, Bruce?
Hi, Raleigh. I'm doing pretty good.
Good.
I got a scam on my IRA.
Uh-huh.
And it actually came last night while I was listening to you. I got an email from, I don't know if you want to say the company, but It's the person that it's a company that manages, a huge company that manages my IRA.
Okay.
And I think it's got something to do with the changes in the postal system. Because it was an email that said, action requested. And what they were trying to do is switch me from a paper statement every month to a paperless.
Yeah, right. Oh, they all want to do that, even when it's not scams. And I absolutely abhor that. You know, if you pay bills online, you really have to look carefully to see if they didn't automatically put you into paperless billing. Yes.
Exactly. But I was listening to you last night, so I just threw that into receipts or something so I could come and look at. So today I thought, well, you know, because of the uncertainty of the postal system, maybe that might be a good thing for me to do that, because I have a post office box in a small post office, and I'm a little worried they might close it, you know?
You know,
but anyway,
I would, most of the time, even if you're not accepting paperless billing, they send you an email that a bill is due anyway, even if you are paying it through the mail. And
well, this isn't a bill. This is just my statement of the trades they make and everything, because I don't touch that. Actually, I have to start taking money out of that thing in a couple months.
Ah, you're turning the big 70.
73 it is.
Oh, 73. Okay, yeah.
Because of COVID, they put it off a little bit.
Okay.
Anyway, so today I looked at this thing. It says action requested. And it says paperless billing.
No.
Paperless statement.
No.
It's paper statement. So for some reason, under this line, it was this real little print. And I was reading, and it said, to protect your information and safety, please do not respond to this email.
Well, that's great.
So they put the disclaimer on there. I mean, I had it on my bathroom readers.
Right, right. Well, I assume what they're wanting you to do is go online and select paperless or whatever. That is just a deal.
But I don't think I don't think it was from the company.
Oh, even better. Might not have been.
That's why, because it said do not respond to this email.
Yeah, yeah.
In real small letters. So I think that the whole thing, I mean, it looked like it came, just looked like it came from the company that manages my IRA.
Right.
But I don't think it was them.
It might not have been.
I kept in my head, when I'm doing this, it's in my head, and I'm saying, Raleigh would say, do not open it.
Absolutely right. Do not open it.
Call the company or go online to the company on your own. Delete. So I took that thing and I just deleted it.
Absolutely. Every time. Yes, no matter what.
I have to do a review when my birthday comes up, and I'll probably convert to the paperless billing, but I'll do it when I'm talking to my agent.
Yeah, but you may not want to. I mean, if they'll notify you that a statement. Now, do you have online access to that account?
No.
All right. Well, and so if you have no online, you almost have to if they want to be able to go paperless.
Well, yeah, they have my email, but I could go online,
That's what I mean.
But basically, I call if I want $10,000 by tomorrow morning, I just got to call them.
Okay, that's fine. But if there is an online account, you know, you can go to it anytime you want. But I wouldn't advise doing things through it. You know,
no, I don't.
And
I don't think this was from the company.
It probably wasn't.
It was made to look like it.
Well, they all are.
On top of it,
they all are. They're very nicely done.
I mean, I had my finger up ready to hit the button to say
no.
You know, that I would go paperless billing and it said more information or something.
No, you don't.
I'm thinking Raleigh would tell me don't do this. Raleigh would tell me.
And I would tell you that. That's right. And if you wanted this paperless billing, so you'd go online yourself, originating, you know, the website that you know the URL for, that you've got your user and password, and you log in on your own. Yeah, never, ever, ever, even if it's something you say, oh, yeah, well, I want this. Don't get it that way.
No. Good. I said, it came actually late last night while I was listening to your program.
Yeah.
And I just tucked it away till today when I could look at it.
Good.
And the writing that said, please do not respond to this for your protection or safety or whatever.
That's
information.
That's interesting.
With so little.
Yeah.
I had on my Walgreens readers that are magnifiers.
It's hilarious. Yeah, I wonder why they put that on there. But anyway,
because if you do it and you happen to catch it, it's a disclaimer.
Yeah, well, I would say I don't care what it is. Like I said, it takes an extra minute to go there yourself And yep. that will save anybody a lot of grief if they just make it a habit and never get that knee-jerk reaction. And that's what they're hoping for. They're hoping for somebody who does have an account there or whatever. You know, they don't know if you do or you don't when they're fishing.
Yeah.
But they're hoping that somebody, and it'll just resonate, and they'll, I got to go there right now. No, you don't go there. You get there on your own.
Had a big red button on there about the size, quarter the size of the screen. It said, press here.
Yeah, I'm sure it did. And you're not going to.
Action requested is what the button
said. Yeah, right. Sorry.
And they wanted to push that button, and then they'll ask, well, what's your account number?
Yeah, of course. That's right. And what's the last four digits of your social? You know, of course. Of course.
Everything in my head was saying, Raleigh would say, don't do this.
That's correct. Good. You listened. Excellent. Well, you just save yourself some grief. I'm sure of it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, if they got into my IRA, I'd be screwed.
Well, the likelihood is they won't, and you're going to make sure they don't.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good deal.
All right.
Good to talk to you. Okay, thanks.
Thanks, Raleigh.
Okay, bye. So, 888-876-5593. Let me clear a couple lines because I realize everything's busy. And so we'll say goodbye to, and I talked to Gary already, so I can clear that. And anything else? We know about Cindy and her cat. There are lines available for you. Indeed, a couple of them. 888-876-5593. We'll get to Carl in Riverside and Jim in New Hampshire and James on the South Side and you two on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. Cindy wanted us to play that in memory of Jay Marvin. And, a fine animals record, It's My Life, 1965 on MGM. And now it's time for the news on WGN Radio.
At Erasmus Hall High School, we used to harmonize, me and Benny and Ira and two Italian guys. We were singing oldies, but they were newies then. And today when I play my old 45s, I remember when we practice in a subway, in a lobby or a hall, crowded in a doorway, singing doo-wops to the wall. And if we went to a party and they wouldn't let us sing, we'd lock ourselves in the bathroom and nobody could get in, 'cause we were looking for an echo, an answer to our sound, a place to be in harmony, a place we almost found. Ooh. And the girls would gather round us.
WGN Radio, Raleigh James. And yes, Kenny Vance, and that was It was Ruth and Gurney who wanted to hear Looking for an Echo, kind of a signature song for Kenny, though he did so much more. That was 1975 on Atlantic. And no, he didn't write it, and is a signature song, but not his. All right, so 888-876-5593-8888, Raleigh. Carl in Riverside, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, it sounds like Raleigh. How you doing, Raleigh?
All right, what's up?
Hey, oh, by the way, this is your final notice for your unpaid tolls.
Oh, it is?
Okay, I guess that's cool.
Yeah, yes. I'd have to be somewhere where there were tolls. No, they don't charge us anything. They just close the roads.
FYI, I tuned in a little late, but there seems to be a lot of this going on, correct?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
A ton of this going on.
I got two very recently, not in the form of an email, but text messages. And I don't know where they came from, but it was clear, you know, so I don't even bother with them.
Right.
You know, so, but, hey, I'm sure your listeners know about this, and I'm sure you do, but the Do Not Call Registry seems to help me quite a bit.
It can. Now, of course, you see, there's exceptions to it, too. For instance,
yep. Mm-hmm.
political and all that. And there are some people who actually buy the list just because they know that they can call you if they are one of the exempt group. But if it's working for you, by all means, keep it up.
Yeah. And from time to time, you can just call them, punch in your number, and it's kind of a verification kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Sure.
But it seems to do some good, but I don't know where they got my phone number for this tollway thing.
Yeah.
You know, so, but don't you want to just take somebody and slap them around?
These
people that do this?
It's really sad because they're the people who fall for it are usually at their lowest ebb to begin with. That's why they did fall for it. A lot of other stuff is going on, and they're thinking, oh, God, it's one more thing. And then it is, unfortunately, one more thing.
This is so sad, you know, the people that, for whatever reason, fall for this stuff. It's, you know, it's really tragic, you know.
Yeah, it really is. Absolutely is.
You know? But here's a coincidence, more on the upside.
Okay.
I'm watching Ed Sullivan's Rock and Roll Classics.
Oh, God.
This is actually after midnight, okay? So it's really early this morning. And who was there? Eric Burdon and the Animals.
All right.
So it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I just heard it a little bit ago.
Yeah. You know? No, that was truly a variety show. You know, the only kind of place where, excuse me, where you could have the Beatles next to Topo Gigio. Thank you. Yeah. Or Send Your Wences, you know. I mean, it was just great how that was. So, yeah, it was.
Send Your Wences. Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Yes. Yes.
Open your box, close your box.
Right, exactly, right. Easy for you, difficult for me. Yeah.
Yeah. But, and like you said, Topo Gigio too, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Oh yeah. You know, I mean that was the big big deal. But yeah.
We're looking at it at the time and they're going, "Oh my God, how do they do that?" Magic. God.
Yeah.
Well, young lady, that's all I've got for you tonight. And everybody pay attention to this scam stuff. Do not fall for any of this.
Do not. Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Young lady.
Talk to you soon.
Have a good weekend.
You too. Okay, bye. All right. So 888-876-5593. And let us see what we've got with Laura in Willowbrook. More scams, more often. Okay, Laura.
Well, I don't know if you heard this version or one of the versions of this one, but I listened to a gentleman that talks about technology and scams all the time on WGN. So I'm like really familiar and know what to do, what not to do.
Right.
Well, I was looking online at something and it said cash phone. I'm like, oh, I wonder what this is about. So it's like, oh, for 7 minutes a day, either like you can do it in the morning or you can do it evening before you go to bed, blah, 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 blah. Like you too can make money. Your makeup going on. Well, this is how you could do it. This is how you could do it. So I'm like, well, okay so far. And then I thought, well, I don't know. So they start showing testimonials, thousands of testimonials. I'm so-and-so, and my husband did this, and we spent only this amount of time, blah, 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 blah.
Uh-huh.
So then I thought, well, still, this just doesn't sound right. So then they're like, I'm like, well, okay, maybe, because all these testimonials. So then they're like, here's a copy of our bank statement and the deposits going in there.
Uh-huh.
See this? $300 today, $500 tomorrow. And all we did do is spend 7 minutes a day. Well, dang, I fell for it, Raleigh.
You didn't.
I did.
No.
So what happened was, it was $47, okay?
Uh-huh.
And then I didn't realize it was a scam, but I thought, well, $47, what the heck?
No.
So the next day, the guy on WGN Radio talked about the same thing. He says, you know, this cash phone is a scam. I thought, oh, my gosh. So thank goodness I was able to get hold of my bank, and they discharged it and gave me my money back. But I think, I can't believe I fell for this
thing. Right.
I mean, I listen to this guy in WGN all the time, and I know better. And like, I don't know how they got me.
Uh-huh.
And I want everybody else to look out for this type of thing.
Well, yeah, it has to do with your frame of mind at the time. And, you know, you look at it, and it seems like it's so believable and all that. And, yeah, you see the results.
Yes. And thank goodness my bank is good, and they gave it back to me. But it's like, yeah, just be careful. And what is it I say? I know. If it's too good to be true, it is.
That's right.
Okay,
that's exactly right.
I'm like, what?
No.
No.
Believe me, if they had that deal going on, they wouldn't need to be contacting people. They'd be telling all their close friends, and it would be a closed secret.
Yes, exactly, Raleigh.
All right.
Your show is great as always. Thank you.
Glad it worked out. Thanks for calling.
All right.
All right, good deal. So, yeah, that, oh, man. Painful. So what do we have with, we have this. And then we'll talk to Terrence, and he's in Sanford, North Carolina. And Carl, we talked to Carl in Riverside, so we can free up that line for you if you want to call. And Judy and Grace like, more scams. All right. Hope we get to Jim and hope we get to James. But if we don't, of course, next week. All right. We'll talk more about that coming up on WGN Radio. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. We'll forego the bumper because I want to talk to all of you. Terrence in Sanford, North Carolina. What's happening tonight?
Hi. How are you tonight, ma'am? Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, sure.
When I was at work this evening, I got a text message from something that says Gemini. It's something to do with a Google account. It said if I wanted their help, you know, or I want to delete it. I don't want their help.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead and delete it.
I'm trying to, and it won't let me do it.
What do you mean?
You know how you delete.
Okay.
You know how, like, you.
Well, hang on a minute. What device are you using?
I'm using a track phone.
Okay.
Smartphone.
No, I know what track phones are. Yeah. Are probably roaming on Verizon.
That's correct.
Yeah, right. Ma'am. Right. Yeah. It's the Carlos Slim's company. Verizon bought it. Anyway, so here we have basically a situation where you get an email. Now, what email program are you using to get your emails?
Well, it's a text message, ma'am.
Oh, it's a
prepaid.
Okay, it's a text message. Yeah. All right. Well, why are you, a text message should be even easier. What's going on when you try to delete it?
Okay. Like if you and I text each other, there's three little dots at the top of the page, and you touch it, and then you can delete it.
Okay.
Well, when I go to touch those three dots, it disappears. It disappears. It won't let me delete it.
That's
like if
interesting.
You and I text each other.
That's interesting.
It's like, as soon as I touch those three dots, it goes right off the page. And it goes right back to the text message. And I'm trying to say, no thanks, I don't want it, but it won't let me clear it.
Let's see what we can tell you.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And, it's called Gemini.
Yeah, I'm just curious. This is an Android, and I don't deal that much with Androids. But
yes, ma'am.
All right, so let's see what they advise, which probably won't help us that much, but we'll see. All right, now, firstly, go to, you know how to find your apps, and you know how to find text message, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So at that point, what you can do is click and clear the cache. It won't delete all your text messages, but it may delete some. Now, the other thing, restarting the device can help. Even reseeding the SIM card. And so you're not alone on this. But deleting the cache and the data of the messaging app should help.
Okay, ma'am, I'll give that a try.
Yeah, and yeah. Then let me know, because there are other things we can try if it won't, but those are the easiest ones.
Okay, you're very kind to help me out. Thank you.
Let me know. I want to hear. Okay, thanks.
Absolutely.
Good
Have
deal.
A good night.
Appreciate
Bye-bye.
It. Yeah. So, what I said, you know, I didn't want to get into factory data reset or things like that at this point, because that's going to erase all the data on the phone. But it's apparently not easy. All right, maybe you've encountered it, and I'm not an Android user, so years ago we made apps for them, but that's about the closest I know, which isn't a lot. So Judy in Grayslake, welcome back to WGN Radio.
How are you doing, Raleigh?
All right, how about yourself?
I'm hanging in there, but I had a call last week, and I usually do not pick up a number I don't recognize. I figured they can leave a voicemail.
Right.
But I went ahead and I picked it up. And it was a man, like, reading off of a script for the Police Benevolent Society.
Right, of course, yes.
And I asked, well, what county or what town would it be?
Right.
He did not answer.
Right.
And I said, well, if you're working with the police as a volunteer, or you are a police person, you would know better than to be asking people to give their sensitive economic information
right
over the phone.
Of course.
And he hung up on me.
Of course he did.
Yes.
Well, good for
so
you.
When I got through taking my shower, I called back. There was like 30 seconds of wait music, and the same man answered the phone, and I just hung up.
Oh, man, yeah. I wouldn't call any of these people back, period. You know,
it just made me really concerned.
Yeah, no. The more you can do not to interact, and absolutely don't call people back, because depending upon the area code, this could cost you money, and you don't want to play with that.
That's true.
Yeah, yeah. No, but I'm glad you saw through it right away. You know, sometimes they're better than that. It's hard to see through them, so I'm glad that you did.
Yeah, it just did not seem right, and how many people would just give over their information over the phone to somebody they don't even know?
Well, hopefully that number is diminishing, but you'd be surprised, and especially when they hear, well, that's the police benevolent, that's a good, you know, they fall for it. So so good for you. You did well. Congratulations.
Thank you. Now I'll let you move on to somebody else.
Thanks for calling. Appreciate it. All right. So we will talk to Jim and James right after this on WGN Radio. Or maybe there is no after this. No, there is. There's no more break. We're done. Oh, yeah. All right. We're done. Oh, this is good. All right. So that gives me 6 minutes. So let's see. Firstly, Jim in New Hampshire, what's the radio headlines?
Well, I was I was listening usually before you come on. I'd go over to 2UE and listen to them.
Okay.
In Sydney.
Uh-huh.
And because I like their music, and you know, they were playing I'm Moving On by Billy Joel.
Okay.
But I got to, you know, tonight I got to, you know, when you were playing that song by Patti LaBelle, you know, You're My Friend.
Yes.
Great, great, great song, of course. And then you played the jazz thing. What was that? By Kenny G?
Oh, right. Exactly. And, with Earth, Wind, and Fire. Yes.
And Earth, Wind, and Fire. Gosh, that so reminded me of when I first started listening to WYLD-FM.
Uh-huh. All right.
And I remember when they were launched.
Yep.
You know.
Yep.
And oh man, oh man, oh man. And they started doing contemporary jazz over there.
Uh-huh.
That was just the coolest thing, you know. And they had a guy I don't ever really know whatever became of him, but he was one of their first overnight guys. You may or may not have heard of him, but his name is Anthony Wilson.
Oh, yeah, on YLDFM. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, on YLDFM. And, oh boy. And he was over there. And another one that was over there, too, was Pat Prescott.
Okay.
And I was a big fan of hers when. But that contemporary jazz, interestingly enough, kind of spread out to, it was, I remember WNPS, like, you know, at 1450, they tried it, and Ross Britton was the PD.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And, oh my, they had some... really cool sounding, you know, progressive, you know, jazz stuff that they did over there.
Well, they did so many things, and, NPS, you mentioned that, you know, progressive country and country loving and all that stuff. So, yeah. They.
Oh, good gosh, I remember.
Yeah, right. They were willing to take some chances. Yeah, sure.
Yes, yes, yes. And, you know, I had never, you know, before he came to NPS, I hadn't heard of him, you know, Ross Britton.
Oh, okay, sure.
And he was doing the morning show over there, the, you know, playing the jazz. And, oh, man.
Yeah, no, yeah, WNPS. They were right on Poydras.
Yeah.
I remember exactly where they were.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they, gosh, they, one night I was listening to them play... a version of You'll Never Find Another Love Like Mine.
All right.
Yeah, and it was a jazz thing, and I cannot think of it popped in and right out of my head.
Right.
it was a great little, I think it was Stanley Tarantine, I think.
Okay.
Now that I think of it.
Okay.
And,
yeah. But that that 1450 is such a historical frequency because, you know, when the Baptists of New Orleans moved there from 1200, and that's, you know, the first callers with WNOE before it moved. So WNOE 1450, and then they moved to 1060. Yeah. Sure.
Wow.
Sure.
And then they had
ticks on 1450 for all. Yeah, that 1450 was an interesting little frequency there for a moment.
Sure,
everybody wanted to get off of it as quickly as they could. Yeah.
Yes.
You know, that's pretty typical. But yeah, so it was a lot of things. So yeah, absolutely.
And,
you have ended the night. You've done it. You've ended the whole night. All right, talk to you soon.
Fantastic.
Okay, bye.
You bet.
Yeah,
bye.
So yes, very very interesting frequency. All right, apologies to James on the South Side and his 9 zillion stories, but we have next week. Now, next week, Monday Night Trivia is going to be delayed by an hour and a half, I believe. So I think it is an 11:30 start, if I'm not mistaken. And but in the meantime, you know, before the show's over, I should always check that, I'm useless. And, of course, Carol tries to keep me honest, and she's great at it, but then I lose the sheets. So let me find up here. About Monday. So important stuff here. That would be Monday the 10th. All right. Yes, 11:30. That's it, 11:30. So it's a date. Until then, a replay of Monday Night Trivia tomorrow night, and then we'll be back at it live Monday. So that's a wrap. We thank Adam for keeping us on the air and John for screening your calls. But above all, I thank you for calling. We'll do it again soon. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.